A woman by the name of Molly Kathleen Gortner laid claim to a gold mine near Cripple Creek, Colorado in 1891. I love this story. And if I start to repeat my stories, just act like you've never heard them, right? Same with my jokes. That's courtesy. This gold mine operated until 1961. You can tour it today. 40,000 people do every year, and you can descend 1,000 feet into the mountain, about the height of the Empire State Building. In the early days of this gold mine, they found that the gold had been geologically connected to tellurium. Tellurium is a silvery white metalloid. And this gold with tellurium was called telluride ore. And back in the day of the early mining camps, they didn't have a way to refine this gold. They knew the gold was in it, but they couldn't separate these two elements. So all the telluride ore was set aside, stored, or thrown away. One day, a miner was operating a furnace for their melting pots, and he inadvertently started to throw in some of that telluride ore, thinking it was coal, along with his coal. And weeks later, when he cleaned his furnace, he found that in the ash, there were pure beads of gold. The conditions of this furnace were just right to burn the tellurium, leaving purified gold. And so all of this stored telluride ore was brought out and refined and yielded a fortune for this mine. When I taught high school and when I taught at the University of Mary, when I taught anyone who would listen, I told them, we are like that telluride ore. There's gold in us, but it cannot be brought out unless we're in a fiery furnace of trial or affliction. Think of hardships in your life, times you've been in suffering or in trial. Think back and think how that brought forth unexpected gold in your life that you didn't even know was there. Today is the first Sunday of Lent, which is always Temptation Sunday. Lent begins as Lent will end with our Lord being tempted. Today, in the desert, the devil says to our Lord, if you are the Son of God, come down from that temple top. When we gather here for Good Friday, we will hear someone yell from the crowd while our Lord is on the cross, if you are the Son of God, come down from that cross. Our Lord was tempted all his life. He was in that fiery furnace of affliction. And the gold that it brought out of him is the gold that we share, which is to be steadfast in faith. Because our Lord endured those temptations, he merited for us a share in his courage, a share in his steadfastness. That's the gold in all of us. I work with people who are in low spots of their faith. They don't feel the presence of God. They don't feel like living their faith. They even wonder what they believe. We all go through highs and lows. And those low moments are the most important in our life, where God's grace is manifest, where steadfastness is burned and comes out because of the fiery furnace of affliction, our trials. Here, pale in comparison to what's happening in other parts of the world, especially Ukraine. This sovereign country of 41 million people being invaded by Russia. Personally, my entire heritage is German-Russian. My great-grandparents moved to Western North Dakota from Odessa, like many of your relatives. And many of us, like I do, have descendants of our relatives still in that area, the Black Sea area of Ukraine. I think of them. I think of the people who are being killed, the women and children that are being targeted. I think of the refugees. There will soon be millions of them. Europe hasn't seen so many refugees since World War II. And we're beginning to see unfolding before our lives genocide like we haven't seen since World War II. We need to pray for our politicians. We need to pray for our government. Our government needs to make the right decisions with the right information, or this is going to become terribly, terribly awful. We don't need our politicians in this representative republic telling us how bad things are. We don't need them telling us that the world is united. We need them to solve this. I was in Moscow in 1993. I visited everything from Moscow to Leningrad, St. Petersburg for 10 days. I stood in line for 3 hours to see Lenin's body, 70 years after he had died. I wanted to see the father of communism. Because in my 10 days in Russia, I saw what communism did to the people. Unbelievable poverty, despair, meaningless lives. Some want that to come here. We stayed with a Russian family. They were Jewish. We went grocery shopping with them. Scarcity. I saw a box of cornflakes under glass as if it was a Rolex watch that nobody could afford. It was desperate. Russia was desperate 30 years ago. It's not any better today. A desperate dictator with nuclear weapons. This means we are on the brink of something that could be awful. This afternoon at 3:00, we're going to have a Lenten recital. Many of you have asked me what we can do as a parish for Ukraine. We are going to offer the intention of this Lenten recital for Ukraine, those who have died, those who are displaced. We are going to worship our Lord Jesus, who by his cross redeemed us, and I'm going to pray an ancient prayer to Our Lady that was used in Ukraine. We are going to honor Mary. We are going to ask her to plead with her Son, our Savior. We are going to ask her to plead with him to intervene. How long are we going to watch what's going on without intervening? And when we do, if we do, the world will be changed forever. The people of Ukraine are in a fiery furnace of affliction. We pray for them that they may continue to bring forth steadfastness from their suffering, firmness. And we need to pray like we've never prayed before. Amen.